Welcome to the Pod of Gold, your go-to music discussion podcast. I'm Catherine Golden. We're listening right now to Sydney band Çayka, and this is their arrangement of traditional Turkish song, Seylinden Otaye, and you'll have to pardon my mispronunciation there, from their 2019 album Arrow. I interviewed the girls and guys of Çayka, Laura Altman, Susie Bishop, Emily Rose Sarkova, Laura Bishop, Rendra Freestone, and Yuan Dilan at the launch of Arrow at the news agency in Sydney in 2019. Here we are in the green room. You're a six-piece band, Sydney-based, Çayka, and you're all highly adept, highly skilled musicians. Have you been around working together in this lineup for...
In this formation since 2012, 2013, and 2014 we made our first full album, all six of us. But we were playing together, all six of us, since like 2012, because that's when the two boys guested on our first album.
This is your third album, Arrow, that you're launching at the moment?
This is kind of part of a tour, I suppose. So we launched the album actually a couple of months back, and we've been doing a whole bunch of different shows to promote the launch of it.
You're quite a touring band with the amount of folk festivals you get around to. How does that impact on your songwriting?
I mean, like this most recent album, most of it, the majority of it was written at Bundanon because we had a residency there. But the previous album, Vreme, I think, was written at St. Albans Folk Festival.
Yeah, in the back of Rendra's van.
I think it was the first time we'd actually kind of all jammed together and we came up with that song all together.
How does this album, Arrow, how would you say that it differs from your previous albums?
Very different. I think it's got all of our voices. That's what I'd say the biggest change is. Like, because of the residency, we all had an opportunity to sort of make a contribution that, you know, some of us might not have done otherwise.
It's even more collective than the last one. Everybody has, you know, their own voice, whether it be in a composition or like a particular part of an arrangement. We've just spent so much more time together since that 2014 album. We've gone through a lot of, you know, things all together, touring and friendship and personal, and, you know, we're all much closer together, and we're also much more open now to whatever we want to do. So if somebody brings an idea to the band, I think the other band members are much more open to saying, oh yeah, let's try that, let's try this. And so the sound has become even more broad, more eclectic.
I think just back to the differences of the albums, what I feel is this album is more an original work, and we're becoming more original as opposed to interpreting traditional music. Recreating that.
Our second album was, the majority of the tunes were from various different cultures that we appropriated, whereas this one, I think it's 7 out of the 9 songs on the CD are original tunes.
So we're also writing a lot of original lyrics. We're doing a lot more original lyrics and a lot more lyrics in English, because that's our first language, mainly, except for Yuan, who... is Swedish, but but the folk song that has made an appearance on this album is a Swedish folk song, so, you know, there's some influence there from the resident Swede.
Would you say that there's an overall theme?
It's definitely a journey.
But it wasn't a cognitive decision.
I mean, we talked about doing that. That was one of the things that we discussed, was should we make it like a conceptual album, and I think we just decided to just follow our creative urges more than trying to make it something.
I think it's very much about the individual people in the band having their moments. We've got a lot of different, if you want to call them lead singers, you know, in the different tracks. So somebody might have their own song that they're singing, or they might have their own instrumental that they've composed, that they've brought to the band. And so we all have, you know, our own moments. That's probably the theme. It's definitely, like, it's got a lot more, if dare I say, pop vibes. We're looking at hooks and looking at, you know, things that will make people groove.
And how have your last few gigs gone?
Central Coast, the place we play there, the Rhythm Hut, is just a divine place to play at.
I don't know, what would I call you, Rendra, about the Rhythm Hut?
Yeah, so you've been...
The founder of the Rhythm Hut. Rendra. He's just made this incredible space to play with, and we were there last night, and that was just... It was a really great gig, I thought. So anyway, just the audience were really receptive and encouraging and enthusiastic, and they seemed to really like what we do. So.
They really did. The audiences last night at the Hut were really great, and some of them gave me some little tidbits of information about what they thought. Someone said it was dark, trippy, mystical adventure. Someone said that it was kapow on stage. Someone said that they were wrapped in a bubble of happiness and bizarreness.
I had one more. The girl who was emceeing said to me that she thought it was like tripping balls.
With Dracula.
At Dracula's
house party.
Amazing. Excellent. We're definitely like a niche band, I think.
Otherwise we'd be more popular. Yeah. We're a very dedicated audience.
Yes. Another thing I really wanted to talk about is your upcoming gigs. I've heard about the Sydney Folk Festival being held for the first time, and you guys are on that lineup.
It's exciting.
It's very exciting. There's a bunch of very, very dedicated people wanting to bring folk music, you know, to sort of the centre of Sydney and holding a festival. They're also really dedicated to bringing in the new generation of folk. They've got, you know, some of the really great names and what they call, like, this new generation of...
Young folk.
Yeah. Of people making music that also don't quite fit into the box of other things. We're in the age of, like, huge multiculturalism. Anything goes, you know, everything's being mixed, so music, that happens in music, and you can't put it in a box. And I'd have to say that I think the folk festivals are really open
to a lot of different kinds of music.
You guys have been great. Thank you so much, Chaika, and have a great gig.
Well, that was Chaika. I'll leave you now with Arrow, the title track off their album. You've been listening to The Pot of Gold. I'm Catherine Golden, and I'll see you next time.
With the sun, sitting in horizontal, elaborate on machinery, drop my hands in the ocean, water gives me direction. Like an arrow to a place where the wind blows, blowing for tomorrow, rolling hills they lie low, blue moon dream meander, heavy raindrops rest on leaves for a moment to fall. With the blood sitting in horizontal, elaborate our machinery, drop my hands in the ocean, water gives me direction.